Read this passage and answer the questions that follow. Although the beginnings of theatre are a mystery, acting out seems to be a natural human expression that can be traced back thousands of years. The early Egyptians and Persians acted out rituals that celebrated the life and death and rebirth of the land. These rituals' dramatic structure showed this sequence and corresponded with the flooding of the Nile. The Greeks acted out rituals in praise of Dionysus, the god of fruitfulness and wine. The heroic poems of Homer, which were stories about the gods and men, were originally sung by only one person. Later, another actor joined the storytelling, adding dialogue and telling the stories through action rather than speech. Several hundred years after Homer, the Greeks began their day-long theater celebrations. The entire town would come to watch the great tragic stories acted out, as well as enjoy broad comic improvisations and plays about satyrs, who were half man, half animal. In some of the early Persian and Egyptian rituals, when people acted out stories, the entire community participated. In other rituals, there was a clear difference between actor and audience, but the audience participated emotionally. There was an exchange of energy between actor and audience. Aristotle spoke about tragedy as a release of the basic emotions of fear and pity. Watching theatre was cathartic for the individual and for the community. Although the form of theatre changed, the spirit remained. It's this spirit that is captured by the text of the play and carried through between actor and audience in the performance. When audiences enter a theatre, they give themselves over to engagement in this special world. They take part in an exchange of energy that happens among the actors and between the actors and the audience. Some theatregoers describe the experience of watching great drama as highly refreshing, others as leaving them feeling physically exhausted. Some talk about a magnet-like pull to the proceedings on stage, or a fascinated attention that makes them feel in tune with the actors and the unfolding drama. I have sometimes almost stopped breathing while watching a play, as if the actor were weaving such a magical spell that I dared not breathe, or I would destroy the delicate moment. This particular powerful relation between actors and audience can't be captured by any other medium. When I directed the play, The Visit, as a graduate student, several people asked me if I had filmed the play to create a permanent record of my theatre project. I told them that you can't make a record of theatre, because once you have recorded it, it's no longer theatre, but film. It is the nature of theatre to disappear with nothing but the memory of the experience. There is no way of recording or even explaining what happens on the nights when the play, the actors, and the audience all work together to create this energy. Theatre is an art form carved in snow. It is impossible to preserve anything more than the experience itself.